Now, if you were listening yesterday, you might have heard me read out a WhatsApp from a listener who's been attending summer school at UCT and who told us how much she is enjoying and being challenged by the Learn to Speak Xhosa program in particular. Today, I want to touch base once again with one of the coordinators of the summer school program, because there are a couple of really interesting events coming up this week that still have tickets available. And just a reminder, this is the 70th annual edition of summer school. It offers the opportunity for absolutely anyone to tap into the resource pool of knowledge at UCT and beyond. You don't have to have any previous links with the institution. You don't have to be a student or a former student for that matter. It is simply open to anyone who wants to sign up and come and expand their knowledge on any one of a number of broad subjects. Dr. Madi Rawl is the director at UCT Center for Extramural Studies. Great to have you on with us again, Madi. Welcome to the new year.
Well, thank you to you and welcome to your listeners.
Thank you. Before we talk about this week's events, how is summer school going so far? I know when we spoke last year, we spoke about the need to try and broaden the audience. Are you seeing that happening?
We are, Pippa, not in a major big way, but we are seeing more younger people.
Great.
And a more diverse audience. Yes, we are. And interestingly enough, a lot of them want to come to the short courses, like the Xhosa course that you've just referred to, and also the language courses and the writing courses, which I found very interesting. And we also found that I made courses available to UCT students, and they are doing the most eclectic range of courses. So it is different. You know, there is a younger audience and a more diverse audience, but we need it bigger.
Good to hear that it starts one step at a time, Earl. That's great to hear. Now, the couple of lectures I want to talk about this week are really interesting sort of political-themed engagements with the opportunity to come along and hear really top-notch commentators speaking on current affairs. Let's start with the lecture that is happening on Thursday, January the 16th, with somebody who's a regular guest on this station, Professor Stephen Friedman. Tell us a little bit more about what he's going to be discussing.
Well, he has given us not very much information, and he is simply saying, is democracy a Western plot? And he is going to be talking about his latest book, Power in Action, Democracy, Citizenship, and Social Justice. With big names like Stephen Friedman, we also hope and think that the fact that people know them, that they will come to their lectures, and they choose to not give too much information about their lectures.
Fair enough.
But it's certainly, I think the title says it all. Is democracy a Western plot?
So that's Professor Stephen Friedman on Thursday, 1 o'clock. Is that the time for these lectures? Is that correct?
Yes, all these lectures are at 1 p.m.
Okay, so sorry, I can't make any of them because I would have loved to have attended all of them, Madi, but obviously I'll be on air. The one I'm sorry to miss, and the one for which I'm actually astounded to hear that there are still tickets available, is Professor Thuli Madonsela speaking on Friday.
Yes, well, there are not many tickets left, but certainly there still are. And, she spoke last year, she will be speaking this year again on ethical leadership and good governance. And she's doing this in the context of the recent developments in South Africa.
Okay, so obviously hugely topical and somebody who is looked to as something of a figurehead of good ethics. So I'm sure there's going to be a huge demand for that. Also, just to mention, a little bit later in the month on January the 23rd, Ferial Haffagee is going to be having what sounds like a fascinating, I think debate is the word to use, with author Crispin Oliver. Tell us a bit more.
Yes, she's going to be talking to him, and she's actually going to be challenging some of the findings in his book. Mm-hmm. So that I think will prove to be quite interesting.
The book is, a House Divided, Battle for the Mother City, the one that looks into the power mongering behind the scenes of the city of Cape Town.
And also the power mongering in party dynamics.
Yeah.
What comes into the mix of property interests and how, influence is exerted or has been exerted over the city's governance.
So very fascinating topics on offer here. 1 o'clock is the time. The Kramer Law Building on Middle Campus is the venue. Final question, Madi, is about tickets. How much are they and how does one book them?
Well, one could book on web tickets. Tickets are for sale on web tickets. And we have two rates. There's a full course fee, which is 118 Rand. And then students at any university or at any school learners, they can get in for 59 Rand.
Okay, so web tickets to book your tickets. And if you want to read up more about what's happening where, just remind us of the summer school website.
The summer school website is the www.summerschool.org. www.uct.ac.za. And if I can also say, if people do not want to negotiate web tickets on their own, we've got a point of sale in our office and also just outside the lecture theatres. And we also have, for those who haven't read the books and who are interested, we also have booksellers selling the very books that people are going to be talking about outside the lecture theatres.
Dr. Madi Rawl, hope it continues to be a fascinating and well-attended couple of weeks of summer school at UCT. Dr. Rawl is the director at UCT's Centre for Extramural Studies. So just again to repeat the dates for the talks this week, Professor Stephen Friedman on democracy, talking at 1 o'clock on Thursday, and then on Friday at 1 o'clock, Professor Thuli Madonsela on ethical leadership and good governance.